You.
Hi guys, it's Amy again, and today we are going to talk about
RM's mix or playlist.
Ah,
okay. So let's talk about that first. In his V Live, he says specifically, like, this is not an album.
Yep.
This is not a mixtape.
Uh-huh.
This is
a playlist.
A playlist. And he said part of the reason he really wants to call it a playlist is because that is the direction that, like, the music industry is shifting towards. Like we're moving away from albums and more towards streaming. Yeah. Which was, like, cool that he, like, took that into account.
He's like, yep, I know.
So speaking of his V Live, like, overall, without talking about, like, a specific track, but what affected you about some of the things that he said?
That he knows, like, how to, I don't know. Like, I think just the whole thing with, like, he, in a way, knows how to make people feel for music. You know what I mean? Like, and, like, him know, like, he talks about how, like, he goes through all these things in his V Live and stuff, and, like, how each song was produced and came to be the song that it is today. And, like, I just think that.
But what surprised you about, like, what's something that he said in that V Live that you were like, oh, wow, that's interesting?
That, like, some of the songs he'd been saving for, like, 2 years.
Uh-huh. Yeah, that was what I was going to say. Because, like, whenever they come out with these new albums, or in his case, this new playlist, like, you kind of assume it's new music to him. Mm-hmm. Like, it's recently created. But that's not the case with a lot of these songs. These songs are from, like, you know, 2016. Yeah, and they were written a long time ago, but they had just not put them on an album. You know, they were saving them most of the time for something really special.
Yep.
Yeah, so I thought that was interesting. And then, like, he said Tokyo, which is the first track, was actually the last one made.
Yep.
Yeah. Okay, so let's talk about each song. But let's only spend, like, a minute
on each song. We're going to have to go lightning fast.
Yeah, yeah. Lightning round. Okay. Tokyo.
Oh, you want me?
Okay. Yeah. Go ahead.
You can talk about it. So I think that Tokyo is, like, it's like a sad song, but in a way it also makes you feel, like, comforted. Like, I don't know how to describe it. Like, what do you think?
I think that's the tone with a lot of these songs is, like, they're sad. But you're not, like, it's not like a desperation sadness. Yeah. It's like
it's okay to be lonely.
Yeah, it's like just melancholy. Like, it's like a cloudy day sadness.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
But, like, it feels good. Like, when you listen to Really Pretty Brain.
Oh. Okay. All right. Soul.
Okay. Soul, I really like the song because it's like his love-hate relationship in a way with his city that he lives in, and, like, basically saying that, like, love and hate are the same, have the same meaning, then I love you and I hate you.
Mm-hmm. I usually don't pick favorites, but I think Soul's my favorite. I love Soul.
And I usually don't pick favorites, but this next song is
my favorite. Oh, okay, and what's the next song?
Moonchild. So this one, like, for me, I totally connected to the most, and it's, like, as soon as I saw the, like, track, I was like, oh, man, I can't wait to hear that one. And, like, as soon as I heard it, like, do you remember when, like, I was even crying when I heard it and stuff? Like,
but it's because you love moon things.
Yes.
Yeah.
And that's, like, and I'm still a child.
So. Yeah. So you're, like, a moon child.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Bad Bye.
Bad Bye is just an amazing song. I mean, like, I know that the, like, the lyrics itself seem a little bit, like, dark, but, like, it's just such a beautiful song. Like, it's very well sung. Like, you can tell that, like, they obviously put a lot of work into this song. Like, even if just how short it was, like, it, don't know. It's just very beautiful.
I feel like it's very, like, there's a movie called Kill Bill. I don't know if you've ever. It's kind of like, I know you probably haven't seen it. You better not have seen it. But it's like a comic book murder movie, kind of killing movie. You know what I mean? Like, and that's what this reminds me of. Like, this song could have easily been a song on that type of movie.
Wow. Is it like a horn?
It's really interesting. But anyways, so that reminds me of that. But I also like how in the V Live, Namjoon says, like, it is short, but he looks at it as, like, the bridge between tracks 1, 2, and 3, and then 5, 6, and 7. But here's the thing. I was like, oh, but that's, like, Namjoon. He's, like, the bridge between, like, all the Haeyang and the Monday's. Yeah, I was like, that's you. You're the bridge, too. And I'm like, okay. Like, I know I might be spending more than a minute on Bad Vibe, but, like, like, we always think of Namjoon as, like, before. Like, when we list him, we do Namjoon, then Jin, then Suga.
Yeah.
But I'm like, maybe his place really is in right in the middle, you know?
He's the glue that holds them together.
He's the bridge. Okay.
Okay.
Okay. All good.
All good. So, I honestly haven't listened to A Good and Everything Goes, or Everything.
Oh.
A lot. Like, I think I listened to them, like, once or twice.
Because you're so stuck on Moonchild.
Yeah.
And so.
Oh, yeah. I'm just gonna. Here, you can talk about it.
Well, I think the thing about all these.
Oh, okay.
Okay, go ahead. Okay. Go ahead.
I remember when I first listened to the song, and, like, I thought that this was gonna be my favorite song.
Yeah, I love this song. It's, like, it's very chill. Like, yeah. This for me is, like, the comforting cloudy day rain song.
This for me is, like, if you're just, like, walking and, like, yeah, I guess you're right. Like, if you're just, like, walking alone in the rain. And,
yeah. Like, this one is not dark. It's slow and, you know, calm, but it's not a dark song. Not, yeah. Not like Bad Vibes.
Like, it feels like very, like there's always someone, like,
with you. Yeah. It's like a
you never walk alone.
Snuggling under a cozy blanket. That's what A Good is. Okay. All right. So now Everything Goes. Okay. And remember in the V Live,
he was like,
this is the song that, you know, is supposed to, like, remind you things will pass.
That,
like,
this is totally what it reminds
okay.
me. Totally. That's, like, he did a very good job in, like, making that message with the with, like, the beats and the songs. Even if I don't speak Korean, like I can totally tell that, like, it's, like, one of those songs. It's like, you know, don't worry.
You know what? And as we're listening to this, like, you know how, like, we were like, oh, it's very dark and lonely. I feel like in these last few songs,
it's more happy.
Like, yeah, like, yeah. The sun's kind of coming out a little bit, you know.
Yeah.
Until we get to the next song.
Forever Rain.
And then it's like, nope, just kidding. The sun's going back in the clouds.
Because rain is awesome.
But I love this song.
This song makes me feel like, I know that the lyrics are probably, like, I mean, I've seen the lyrics, but they're, like, a bit different, but, like, I feel like this whole mixtape hurts. Playlist, I'm so, it's just a habit. This whole playlist is, like, basically giving me the message that, like, it's okay to be sad and lonely, but just remember, like, but don't get too sad because everything will blow over.
Yeah, like, you need a balance.
Yeah.
You need a balance. I really like this video, though. Don't you like it? It's
video,
like an animated video.
I don't even, like, it's just so pretty. Like, it totally delivers the song very well.
Mm-hmm. So. Mm-hmm. Okay, cool. I think we totally did it. Yeah. But another thing that I think is interesting is, like, back to the whole playlist thing is he said, like, songs, artists put a lot of, like,
themselves.
Not only themselves, but, you know, just the arrangement or, like, how they re-recorded songs to get the tone right, or how he chose to collaborate with certain people because he feels like they were able to convey, like, certain feelings that he wanted to convey in this playlist. But, like, the order of the songs is important to him. And so I really, really, like, I know that, you know, we tend to identify with a certain song, we play it over, and then we'll skip to another song that we like. But I think with this, knowing that the order is important to him and the fact that he said it, we should really challenge ourselves to at least once, spend the time to, like, listen to this playlist beginning to end in the order that he created.
Yeah.
You know? Because it means something to him. And, like, I don't know about other artists, but I know, like, when I create something, I'm telling a story. Mm-hmm. And to really understand a story, you need to go in that order and you need to feel from one thing to the next what has happened.
Yeah.
You know?
I mean, like, with me, like, me as, like, someone who creates stuff, like, the, like, everything that, I think just for most artists, like, you put your own stories into your songs and, like, meaningful stuff, like, just lyrics that mean a lot to you. So, like, when people, not only when, like, Rap Monster said that he was getting a lot of good feedback, like, just even my cousin just saying that that was, like, really good music, like, that made me feel really good, so.
Yeah. Okay. Because it's a part of him in each one of these songs.
Yeah. Yeah,
for sure. Okay, anything else you want to say?
Listen to K-pop.
Listen to K-pop and listen to this playlist in order. And listen to
just music that makes you feel good. Good, yeah. Good, not good.
Yeah, and remember that, like Aaliyah said earlier, like, all emotions are valid. Whether it's sad emotions or lonely emotions, like, they're all valid. Yeah, and you need to experience all of them to be well-rounded. And sometimes when we feel sad, we can know happiness even better, you know? Okay. All right, I think that's it.
Yep.
All right. Thanks for listening.
Yay.
Talk to you later.
Talk to you.
Bye.
Bye.